Okay, Tafresh and Gimel. So there's a few inyanim here, that a few different inyanim, and each one by itself is negeish. They call achlamaisel. So let's see. So the first mechaber starts with Sif Aleph, that meikar adin kol hashminim apsilus kshirim ner Chanukah. Etzem, all the, because by Shabbos we know there's kol minei hakpadas, you have to use certain type of wicks, certain types of oils, because there's kol minei chashos on Shabbos. If you don't have a light that's lighting properly, so you're going to end up being mate the nair. If your lights go out, you'll relight it. Kol minei chashos, mashenken on Chanuk. Basically, there's no problem, because anyway, you're not allowed to be mishtamish or nair, so there's no, we're not choshes shem yate while you're using the nair, because you're not going to use the nair b'chal. And if it goes out, we're not afraid you're going to relight it, because you don't have to relight it. That's what we're going to see. That's the side of Kaf Hadlaka Yisei Mitzvah we pass in, and Kaf Ein Zakhko. If your Ner Chanukah goes out, you're not mechuyev to relight it. So basically, you could use what you want. The Afal Pi Kein, the Hidr Mitzvah is to use, Psilos and Shmeinim, that the Arz Oyle Yafeh for Hidr Mitzvah. So Maisa, the Ramah here says that the mitzvah min amuvchur is shemen zayis, mitzvah min amuvchur. So why is shemen zayis mitzvah min amuvchur? So this is a Gemara. The Gemara is klar, it's on Daf Chaf Gimel, so the Gemara is klar over there, that shtei in Gemara, that Abaye Miroi, she would go light with shemen shumshemen, he would light with sesame oil. And then he heard that Rishu ben Levi said that shemen zayis is tzolol tvei, so he started using shemen zayis. And so Shail Nirushayim is going for Shabbos, a Chanukah, and it's paskin for Chanukah, and that's what this, that's where this halacha is coming from. The Shemen Zayis Mitzvah Min HaMuvchor is because it's Tzol Tvei, that's Mefurish in the Gemara, and that's what's being passed in Shulchan Aruch. Ba'ofen Denimtza, that L'chayra, the Maila of Shemen Zayis, is nothing to do with Zecher L'Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara is Mefurish that it's all Tzol Tvei. And the Maila, we can understand the Ramah. The Ramah says, what's our minig over here? Medina's Elu, L'hadlik B'ner Shal Shaiva. We use wax, Ki'ar and Sol, K'may Shemen, because it's just as clear, and just as the Ner is just as nice. So Maila, Alpidina de Gemara, says the Ramah, what we're doing is fine. There's no reason to use Shemen. This is Dina de Gemara, this is what's Mavur in the Rishonim, Alpid de Gemara. L'maisa, come the Achrenim, and Memes, it's found in the later Rishonim already. The Mishnah Berurah here brings that even though the Ramah said we use the Neiris of Shaiva, Afal Pikin, we call Makom Mitzvah B'Shal Shemen Tvei. There's a bigger mitzvah with Shemen. Why? Ta'idei Shemen Asa Neis. Because L'maisa, Shemen has a Milo, because the Neis was done with Shemen. Now L'maisa, this is not a Gemara. There's no remis to this in the Gemara Bemis. And this is a Chiddush of the Rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah brings it here from in the Sharatin. He brings some truth, Mari Breuna, from that door. And Bemis, he brings it the Maral Miprag. Rami Prague was much more machmer. Rami Prague in Ner Mitzvah held that to use candles b'chal ma'akev b'di'evid, since it's not doing the Beis Hamikdash, not doing the Neis. Zok the Shartin ain't again kavasei, and it's very misdaver ain't again kavasei. Chutz from the fact that it's against the Ramah and the minig that the Ramah brings, but it's also against the Gemara. The Gemara is no zecher of such a thing. Alamai the Maral learned the steamus of Gemara is talking about Shemen. L'chayr there's no makar in the Gemara.
Says it's about
Ner. What's that?
It says it's not a Ner.
It's not called a Ner.
It says it waved a wick.
Oh, alt Madura, you mean?
Yeah.
There's also a problem with Madura in Hanami. There's another problem with Madura. That, we'll see, there's different pratim that Taka could pass on their Chanukah. If you make a Madura, you put too many wicks together and you make a torch. So the Maral has some kind of Chiddush that the Tzura of a candle is like a torch because I think it's because.
Rashi all over the place says a Ner is a lamp that holds oil and the wick goes in there and that draws up the oil.
Right, but here it's all the shaivas working together at once, right. So l'maisa, the time the Sharatim brings is the other time of the Maral, and that, I'm saying that l'chur is taka against the Gemara. I mean, there's no remnant in the Gemara. And l'maisa, b'chol, if you need, taka has tainas al pi halacha, al tzner, al tzmadura, but ein noigin kavaseh. So, klapi ma'advar mamurim, that the emes, like this. This Maila that the Rishonim and Achrenim, the Rishonim really seemingly made up, maybe we'll see if there's the Armakers and the Achrenim go with it. This Maila of using Shemen, it's not Klar Bechal, the Maila is to use Shemen Zayas. And the MS is, the Lashon the Meiri is first like that, and even the Mishnah Berurah when he brings here, he says, Mikol Makom, there's a Maila to use Shemen, because B'nei Boi Nasa Nes. It's not Klar that the Maila is to Dafka Shemen Zayas. Meaning, Stam, to use a candle is not Dumi to Beis HaMikdash. So, Zok to Rishonim, Zok to Achrenim, there's a Maila to use Shemen, because Shemen is Dumi to Mikdash, it's closer to the Beis HaMikdash. It's not even clear that Shemen Zayas. Hagan then in the base of Mikdash was Shemen Zayis. It's not clear that this Inyan to be Dumya the Mikdash was an Inyan Dafka to be Shemen Zayis. And Fakir and the Meiri it's Mefurish, not like that. The Meiri is Mefurish that to use all Shemen, any Shemen Ba'alma, is better than a candle because that's Dumya the Mikdash. And Bemis in the Mishabura, it's the steam of Sadhara's Mashm like that. He says the Mail to Shemin, but Lavdath Shem Zayas. It would be enough Gamina Bemis if you have two Shemonim, Shemin Zayas, and a different Shemin that likes better than Shemin Zayas. So Ulai Lefize would come out, you should not use the Shemin Zayas. Tachos Lamaisa, it's Taka Mufurish in some Achrenim, the Lavush, and the Chayodim Tela Hadidet. And Kach Yesh Loimar in the Dark Emotion, the Dark Emotion is not clear. But for Chayodim and Lavush Tela Hadidet, this is Minna Kol Yisrael. That because in the base of Mikdash it was Shemin Zayas, there is a mile to that taka to Shemin Zayas, even though that's already debatable. So again, this is a mile which is Kipshuto Shaloi Medina de Gemara, and it's not clear, even the mile, it's not clear would dafka be Shemin Zayas, and the minig was ready in a skabel, I'll pay this Lavush and Chayaldim, that we taka to Shemin Zayas, that should be Dumya de Mikdash. My point with all this being is that L'chayra Enachanami will stretch the hider and the mile of Dumi the Mikdash to Shemin, and Enachanami will take it into Shemin Zayas. L'chayra past that, we're not going to go. Meaning, the Shemin that we use in our menorahs is Takanat Roy for the Beis Hamikdash, right? We couldn't use in the Beis Hamikdash for various reasons. It's not the right Shemin that came out of the Zayas. You know, it's a Sugya Shleima in the Gemara. Which parts of the oil, the kasisha, the first drip, the second drip, the fourth drip, the seventh drip, it's the whole Shiloh, which, so anyway, our oil is not ready for the Mikdash for that reason. Anyway, our oil is Tamek, we're all Tamei Meis. So Memela, it's a very big Chiddush, this Chumrah that became very popular in recent years, I'll be different Gedolim, I'm not sure, that the Shemin should be Ro'i Lachila because of Dumi Demikdash. Kach, that's what they bring in different various sources. And even though it's clear that our Shemin is not really the Mikdash, but Lamaisa, it should be Epis, the closer the better, Kilo. So Lamaisa, I'm just pointing out that that's a big Chiddush, because Bechal, according to many, the whole mile of Shemin to be Dumi Demikdash is not Bechal to even use Shemin Zayas. Just Epis make a Dimion to use Shemin. And even if you'll say Shemin Zayas, Kipshuta means the Min, the Shemin Zayas. But Avada doesn't have to be Roy Be'etzem for Roy Be'etzem for Achilo. Oh, so that's the other time. But anyway, the Roy Lachila, right? So I saw one year they were selling the ones that are only from Aaron, but they had a letter that it's really Roy Lachila and it's just for taxes or something. Yeah.
She said it's not tax evasion.
It's not true anymore. Because the tax company, whoever's charging tax, copped this whole thing.
Oh, so now, and now.
Now it's not good for them to do it. But now there's a different problem.
Yeah.
Because apparently it's.
This is a euphem, stop.
They have the way they make lamp from olives, which is official Shemin Zayas Lamar. They use the psolas of Zaysim, and they soak it in some sort of
chomer,
and then through that they're able to burn it. And then they add a little olive oil for a coloring.
That could be not Shemin Zayas, right. So this is another point. It's not Bechal, supposedly the cheaper ones, there's a lot of Zayufim, and they're not mixing in water and mixing in Kol Minei Zayas. I don't think water wouldn't mix with real Shemin Zayas, but they're mixing in all their Chomrim, and there's different ways to make it. And Ibi Shema, and Stambazai, supposedly, I saw once, I once poured a cheap bottle of Shemin Zayas, Taka didn't light well. So else the hider of lighting well, and certainly else having Shemin Zayas, not having some fake Chomrim, so Enechanami. But if the additional price tag is just because of this special Maila of Rei Lachilo, so Mechir, that's Taka Bechidish, but Enechanami, you have to make sure you have a good hechsher and shouldn't be mizur. Supposedly, there's a lot of zeyufin.
The mayor, he said very simple. He took a cup and drank it.
So
nothing happened.
Okay.
So
the mice. So if you live in zeyuf, still good, still
shemesh. Yeah, still shemesh. No, so tiny could be not shemen zayas, but it'll be shemen. Yeah, I'll say hidra shemen zayas. Yeah, they do say shemen zayas. It's the Gemara. The Gemara shemen zayas. No, they don't say the Mimikish. I don't think so. Okay, you're gonna have to show me. As far as my research showed, that did not, that was not true. But okay, we'll see. So now Maisa Zoy. So even though it doesn't have to be Roy Lachilo, the Maisa we find Kamoy Fanim, that when it comes Nifsal Me Achilo for different reasons, that could be a problem. The Mishnah Berurah brings here in Sifkat and Beis from the Prima Gadim that if your Shemin is below Basa B'chalav, I hope this won't be so Negeah, but the Maisa, if it's below Basa B'chalav, so you can't use it. And this is a big Shayel Nachrenim after the Prima Gadim, what the Pshat is. Because if it's Altsa Isser Hanel Basa B'chalav, so Mitzalav Hezis Nitnu, even by Din Darabanan, it's Leclerc, Pashas, even by Darabanan. Oh, so that's Nachatan Nachrenim. But the Pashas is not Bishal. I to Bishal Achar Bishal. So Bishal Achar Bishal, Davalach, by Bas Mechalov. So that's the Chumro. That's what the Prima Gadim is saying we're being Machar for. What? There are those who are Matan. That's why Taka B'Dievid, the Achareim say Taka B'Seder. Okay, so hopefully that shouldn't be Negev. But I'm just pointing out there are Fanim where Taka B'Nifsal, either out Bas Mechalov. But Moshe Lefize, let's say your oil is Nivla with Shari Surim. Not Bas Mechalov. That's Motor B'Hana, Motor B'Bishal. So Kipshuta B'Kar Alachar B'Seder. Again, without this Chumro. Maisa, there's another Chumro of Shlomo Kluger. In one of his many svarim, this one called Shnei Schayim, so Rav Shlomo Kluger is Mechadish, Big Chiddush, that just like by tefillin and sefer Torah, there's motor b'picha. It has to be in a motor b'picha. So who had then by all mitzvahs? Ma'aseh the achreinim. Yeah, all mitzvahs has to be in a motor b'picha. Any chafs of the mitzvah has to be in a motor b'picha. Chassam Sofer and Rebbe Yehuda already chaylik stark on this idea.
Ramah brings down the and
right.
It has to be motor b'picha.
What does?
Can you use when you're using something for a mitzvah?
Yeah, it comes from nearest basic knesses, right? That's where the idea comes from. It comes from nearest basic knesses. Elamai, that's to me the hektish because akivena something. That's what they say. The chassam sofer and Rebbe say it has to be something that's shayach to kedusha be'etzem. So that's the shayla. So Zok Shlomo Kluger, who had the nearest Chanukah, they were chayla. Yeah, here. This is part of their tamid.
Awesome.
What? Also by achila, you said. It's Isra achila.
Yeah.
You could eat metal. Metal's kosher. So akapanim alts being ready la achila, so that the chumra domi the migdosh. That's a chumra the shnei schaim the shul kolger. So the achreinim are achelik on. It doesn't have to be motor achila. So if it's nivla b'shar yisum, it should yes be a problem. There is though another issue, and this is takal ma'isa, and that is what the mishabura says in sifkan gimel as mos. So he speaks here the mishabura about if a rat or a mouse falls into your oil and it's just disgusting, it could be motor achila, right? Achbar falls in. That's the sugi nevei dezer. It's nice time of gam yishladen. But even if it won't be a problem if it's achila, so there's a problem of mius, and anything that's mius is a problem. Tachs meis shayon achreinim is b'diavir or l'chatcha. Could be only pashas only chatchila. There is a ksav sofer. I didn't look it up. I saw a quote. The ksav sofer supposedly tshuva ksav sofer and Archaim peches that takatani is b'diavir a problem. So al pizeh, then you could already hear different chumras. This problem, if it gets most by something disgusting falling into, and it's disgusting to a person. Based on this, the Ben Ishchayim, Pashas Eishiv, says that Hu Adin Ruach Ras, and Mela, you know, to stick stuff under a bed, like Shay Ruach Ras, the Shaila, Pizman Azeh, Motor B'diavad Bechila, Aser Bechila, the Goin, other Holshan Achreinim. But the Maiso, Ben Ishchay Tain, is that B'cholofin, it's going to be a problem of Mias, because the fact that there's Ruach Ras, Shayin, is a problem of Mias, and the Mela, Hitaka Asers to Yusach Shemin. Okay, so L'chatchila Vado, that's something to put foods under the bed, so then there's a Shaila of Ruach Ras. Shaila, if you have to sleep there, not sleep there overnight, not overnight, but. That's a Ben Ishchai's taina. But you know, if the rat is most, the shade
of
the
also.
So it comes from, they make it, it's from a dimion to Nair space. Yeah, Hakfirno Pechsech is by Nair space of Knesset. That's where the Rishonim speak about it. So, so fine. Okay, so that's in terms of the Chumra of Roy Lachila, being Taka Chumra, but Midach Kisa shouldn't be a problem of it, of being most. Okay, Lamaisi here, Kol Hashmeinim Hapsilos Kshirim Lener Chanukah, all Shmeinim Psilos. So, you know, in the previous generations, when Chashmal was first becoming commonplace, so there's a big discussion amongst many Achareinim, what about electric lights for Ner Chanukah? Sayyid Linyan Ner Chanukah, Sayyid Linyan Ner Shabbos. So it seems that by Ner Shabbos is already more of a Shiloh, and even though Yesh Mechmim, Yesh Mechilim, but there is more Makam to say that because it's Maisa just to bring light and for Einik Shabbos, so there is more of a tzad that for Ner Shabbos, it's Taka B'Seder. Shlomo Zalman has a chiddush about a psilo, but and many hold that Taka you can make a bracha on electric lights for Shabbos, but Mashi'en came for Ner Chanukah for various reasons, so it's possible for Ner Chanukah to come out l'kuli alma. Zichri, you're not going to have the mile of Shemen, you're not going to have the mile of Shemen Zayas. The Shaila is even to be Yodzayim B'Diavid, so there's different various far said in the Echreinim, the Beis Yitzchak. The Beis Yitzchak in Simen Kuf Chav, so Hitain is that Bechlal, since now Chashmal is a thing that we're using for our Ur the whole year, so it will be a problem, it will be a hacker. Okay, so Imishum Ha, you can make like a little electronic menorah and put it by the window, and then it will be nicker that it's for Neiris Chanukah. But the Echreinim say that for Neiris Chanukah, you see there's Hakpada for Psilos and Shmeinim, that has to be a Tzur of a Ner. Like Elio was saying, Gabi the Maral, that he even passes candles for this reason, Kol Shkein, electric lights.
The Shaila would be, it wouldn't be called a Ner, a pure filament? Why wouldn't it be a...
Yeah, so that's what they're tying because it's not drawing.
It's
not drawing oil, right? Sure. Maisa is another tying. So one of the chayim tying is that the coil, since it wraps around in many like you know circular oifen, so it has its problem madura. It's like many wicks together, so it's a problem madura. Call me
tying
is.
Yeah, what about gas?
Yeah, chanami.
What? What about a gas?
Gas. Yeah, so then you'd have shemen. You'd just be a chesaron of psilos. You don't have a psila. It seems that what Rabbi Chaim said here that by Ner Chanukah you see that gas, you have a little gas range, you make a little Chanukiah with like a gas pipe coming through each one, and like you turn on the gas and light it. Right, so Maisa, we're going to speak about that next week. This whole Shiloh, you know. There's one sefer, Mnei Dorenu, who tended, you know, light a candle. Okay, Bizman Azel, I'll probably kill you if you try to light a candle on there. But he had a whole zach. This is Bishaita, maybe 20 years ago. You know, I'm all the people used to smoke on planes. He had a whole shtickle tayra, go in the bathroom, light it, even though they'll put it out. Kids, we're going to speak about that. Yeah. Now they'll push the rest of you. Okay, you're going to pash this. There's no makom klal to light on an airplane, but we'll speak about the Chavis Bayis and the Achsinai, we'll get into that. Okay, so Akpanim, that's what's Mefurish here, Lagabi, the Shmanim and the Psilos. What about the Etzem Minoira, the Gufa Minoira? So, really, not too much raid in Mefurish in the place about Minoira. Elmai, really, there isn't Sif Gimel over here. Sif Gimel state that if you're going to use a Kli of your mirror, it's going to be Cheres, and it's going to become disgusting and burnt and discolored. So then Taka, it's also to use. It's not a Gemara, it's from the Rishonim, Rami Ratenberg's Chumra. So, Lamaisa. And Melo, in this context, the place will say, if I had the person kfi holdosh and take a nice menorah, metal at least, and you know zav, kesef, different metals. Yeah. So there's a chesed lavram over here. The Shai Tshuva brings a chesed lavram. This is a chiddush noisav. The bechal is a kli ma'akev bechal for Neiras Chanukah. You see shmanim seals. What about a kli? So the Shai Tshuva over here brings from a chesed lavram. Who says it brings different? No, that's only to have seven branched.
Seven branches is also in any metal.
Yeah.
And eight branches is also in salt.
Yeah, I wish they'd, because I'm pretty sure the Shai Tshuva brings you Cheslav Ram. He says the biggest mile is to use the he has a whole list of miles of which metals to use. I think the best mile he says to use is
Zav. Yeah,
it was only seven. Okay, we're gonna have to check that out.
Zav is
a menorah
made out of zav, is no matter how many branches, even if it's four.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Okay. So the Cheslav Ram here says that you should use lechatchila. You should use lechatchila zav, but al kapanim. So b'chal shayas, you need a kli b'chal, right? So that's this famous chiddush Cheslav Ram that not to lighten potato peels he's talking about because it doesn't have its shame kli and the kli is ma'akev and he says taka dumi demikdash that you need a kli. Here also you need a kli. So what's with chad pami and what's with So Taka, I saw one of these terms, Shem Rishon Lazalmi, Taka wasn't masking to use Chad Pami for Neres Chanukah, this time of Kli. The Shail of Kli, the Mice is a Machlikis. That's the first thing, because you know that it's a Cheslav Ram, and the Mice they found now from the Yitzchak Ben Arayvid in the Soidus of Neres Chanukah, he also said this idea that it has to be a Kli. The Mice is the Cham Tzvi, Berhetiv here brings from the Cham Tzvi and the Shvus Yankiv that they were Chaylik on the whole idea. But the Mice, okay, the Avnei Nezer in the Tshuva and Tavkov, Taka says, La Halacha, we hold you need a Kli. So Shevi Levi has a Tshuva. That the little glass kosiot that you put on top of your menorah, since the bottom of them has a spitz, many of them, now they have l'chumra, you can get the l'chumra ones without the spitz. The ones with the spitz, they don't stand on their own. Something that doesn't stand on their own, a kufn and tesel chesil zadayim, you see, it doesn't have a shame kli. So the shevelev, the chaylev, he's there, it should be a problem. So the maiso, reva peskim rechaylek, and the reason being, memakim shabasa, even kufn and tesel over there, the halach is that something that's made l'chatchila ba'ofen, that it could stand up with the support of something else, and it was made to be shaldavek like that, so even though it can't stand on its own, taka has a shame kli. And I'm afraid over here, where b'chal the whole idea of needing a teres kli is taka shani b'machlekes. So kimat kol ha'poskim, it seems hold these the kosiot with the shpitz on the bottom should not be a problem. Okay, that's in terms of the menorah. Okay, the other sugi over here is the isur to be mishamish l'ar ner chanukah. Right, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to mishamish l'ar ner by ner chanukah, and so things like this, that the MS.
When you said Shlomo Zalman, Chad Pami. Is it Shiva Bachar that make it out of like half of Coke cans or whatever?
I don't know if that's not reusable. I'm not sure. Could be.
But they are.
I think that's reusable, yeah. I think he's talking about something that
one. Chad Pami that you throw it out?
Yeah, that becomes, after one usage, it becomes unusable. Becomes, anyway, you'll.
You go to the Chad Pami store, everything can be reused.
Okay, I hear. Depends. Sometimes it could be used, sometimes it can't be used.
Is it pshat because it can't be used, or is it pshat because it's like me using it, because it's thrown out?
It wasn't clear. The way I saw it quoted, it wasn't clear. It could be a little bit of both. So, the whole problem of Shemesh B'Ner Chanukah and Memeil of the Eitz, so what's the Eitz? The Eitz that we see over here is that the minhag was to light another Ner to the Ner of the Shamish. So, the Eshet Zach is, to have Klar, that really there's two inyanim. The Shamish that we find in the Gemara, is that's really what we saw in Tafresh Ayin Aleph Sefei, and that is that when a person lights on his table, when a person lights al Shulchan of Adaya, al Zed, the Gemara says, tzarech ner acher lehishtamish lo'ire. Then, you push it, lighting your candelabra on your dining room table, so it's going to look like you're not lighting Neres Chanukah b'chal. So the Gemara says, there you need another ner. That's not talking about the shamish that you put by the ner, it's push it in the house, on the table, next to the menorah, you should put a ner. The Gemara says, lehishtamish lo'ire, Rashi over there is masbir, even if you don't want to be mishtamish, I won't do any tashmish in my house, but afalpikin for a hecker, and that the mishnah brings over there, you need to light another nail. So that's not a gei ledidon, that halacha, because first of all, most of us don't light on our table, we light by the window or outside. And even if you would light on the table, we have the chashmal, we have the electric lights, so you don't need a ner achel ishtamish l'ayr, it's nicker v'nicker that when you go and light neiris on your table, that's nothing to do with anything except for neiris chanukah. And we have a kiyum of the ner acher al yedei the chashmal. But now over here, there's a different problem, tavishayin gimel, and this is a chiddush of the Rishonim, that it was the minug, the Rishonim say, that is not based on the Gemara, and that is that Stamazai, even if I have my Ner Acher, and I have the light in my room, and I have my Chashmal, we're afraid that you're going to go over and be Mishtamish L'ar the Ner's Chanukah, V'lavadayte, by accident, and that's going to be Esa. So maybe we put a Shamish there, that if you're going to go over to Mishtamish, you'll be Mishtamish at the Ner of the Shamish. So Bismanei Maisa, this chash is a vaita chash betim, right? Because Bismanei, even if you had a few lights, maybe you use this light, use that light, that corner, this corner, Bismanei, we have Ner Chashmal, the chash that you're going to come to use Ner Chanukah is taka vaita chash. But Maisa, the Beis Yosef already points out that Afal Pikin, even Oifim, that's a light plug, we, because of this chash, we do it. Now, Maisa, even if you have the extra light, the extra shamish, Maisa, l'chatchilo, you're not allowed to go be mishtamish with all of them together. There's a shtickle machlokes about that. That's what comes out from the Bialacha, from the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, that you're not allowed to go l'chatchilo to be mishtamish l'arnab. Okay, I'm not going to get into the pratim, l'maisa, what's usher and what's mutter. L'maisa, we pass in that even tashmish arai is usher and even tashmish al-kedusha is usher. The halacha says, if tashmish arai is al-kedusha, it should tak be mutter. If you have to look up a halacha and you need them there, okay, l'maisa, l'didon is not so nageh because we have the electric lights. And what I wanted to point out is, yes, l'chari nageh, is that, so l'maisa, b'chol eifin m'kayim this minug to light a ner noisav because of the chashashi, it might come to mishtamish. So l'maisa, even if you go with the Mechaber, who says that the minhag is l'halik ner oisef, so it's mavur in all the place game, that has to be done in a way that it's nikar v'oimid, that it's not part of the seder of your nearest chanukah, so you shouldn't mess up your mahajin and mahajin. So it has to be a little off to the side, higher, lower. Place game say pashas should be higher, so that if you're mishtamish, you'll be mishtamish with that ner. L'maisa, if you look in the Ramah over here, and this is based on the Torah, who brings the tshuva of the Achiyat, or Rabbeinu Yechiel, the brother of the Torah, and he says not to do this, not to light an Ner Noisav, thus it's not to fill up an extra kosiya of shemen for a shamish and light it, because it looks like less nicker that it's a shamish, looks like it's part of the Ner's Chanukah, and then it's the confusion of which night it is, and you're going to lose the Ma'al Mahajin. And the Ramah says over there, Medinos Elu Eino Egen Noisav, we do not light an extra Ner, Rak Meniach Etzlan HaShamish Uboi Ma'al Kaneiros, V'hu Adiv Tvei, V'yesh La'asos Yoyos Arach Shaneiros, and you should make it a little longer. So tachas ma'isa, I think there's two pikpukim. The way people do it today, I think when a person is walking on the street and you forget which day of Chanukah it is, so how do you figure it out? So you could look up at the window, you count, and you minus one from the window. But derech kol, the way many menorahs are positioned, it's a little bit back, a little bit up from far. Once you're a few feet away, it looks like it's all part of the menorah. Everyone knows that one of them is the extra one. So ma'isa, yesh l'fakvik if that's even a kiyum of a mechaber. But even if it's a kiyum l'chaber, the Ramah says not to do that. The Ramah says it's not our minug. And the so people are lighting outside in the boxes. So some people don't light a shamish b'chal, because there's no shash b'chal in the shamish that are. But even if you do light, okay, so then you have no choice. So they put it off to the side. They put another shamish off to the side, another cozy off to the side. L'chayra, someone who's lighting in a menorah in his house, l'chayra, the derech hamufchar, l'fi the Ramah, is that with the actual candle that you light with, so that candle should be left, makam the shamish. It's better, so the Ramah says it's more nicker that it's not part of the nearest Hanukkah. Either because it's a different type of candle, or because you didn't go and light another one. You took the one that you're lighting with, you took your shamash, you stepped in. Some Achranim say there's a hiddur that it should even be different. So, but certainly for us, that we're lighting nearest Shemin, and you have a shamash, and you go and light the nearest the shamash to stick that in. L'fi the Ramah, l'chare the pashas the Ramah, you should not light another kosiya of Shemin, but rather you should take the one to put in. Elamai, the problem is the nearest will burn faster than the Shemin. So l'maisa me'ikar adin, after this man had luck of a half hour, me'ikar adin, you're allowed to be mishtamish l'ar ner. Elamai, we spoke about it in previous weeks, that it could be bizmanenu, the zman is really much longer, because the techa regal is longer. So, and anyway, l'chumra, we're no'ihig, that we're not mishtamish l'ar ner as long as they're burning, unless you make it tonight. Okay, so l'maisa, I think for a few shekel, pashas could buy a little bit of a bigger candle, that you buy a decent-sized candle, it'll burn for an hour, 2 hours, whatever it is, and, you know, to do mishtamish. Okay, I'm not saying it's ma'akev. The taka minig is, I saw in one of the stories, he says, yeah, but the minig is not like the Ramah. A lot of people know it's not like the Ramah. And it's okay because it's nicker that it's separate from the nearest Hanukkah. So I'm a fakvik batarti. First of all, very often it's not so nicker. And second of all, who said we should do differently than the Ramah? So l'chayra, what come out. I don't want to be a factory company.
Lighting with the shamash is not going to be kebby oil, then you have to light with the wax candles.
Yes, so I'm saying don't have oil b'chal. Take the wax for the shamash. There's no mile of having shemen zayis. That's just the Shamash. What? Yeah, so I mean, what I do is I have a menorah that holds kosiot, and the Shamash is a place for kosiot. I don't put a kosiot. I put the tinfoil on the bottom. I light them on. I just put it in.
It's a totally different candle.
Yeah, totally different candle, totally nicker. And then even when you're down on the street, it's clear. There's like one sticking up, you know. It's like totally nicker. It's other tvei. It's the Ramah. What?
Talking about lighting candles for the rest of the Shabbos.
For what? Yeah, it doesn't have to be the Shabbos. You still burn ears. Yeah, yeah.
So it has nothing to do with.
But he says
we're using oil, so it's better to use a candle.
Yeah, yeah. No, but he's just saying that. I'm not saying even if you use candles and candles, it should be a higher candle. Yeah. My taina just is that what people do with the kosiot of shemen, it's taka not nicker. If they would make it nicker, then it's okay, but still it's not the milo of the Ramah, because the Ramah says there's another milo that when I go on light on the fourth night, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, b'shas hadlaka, it's adiv tvei not to light another light. Zok the Ramah, don't light another light. When you finish lighting, just stop it in. I didn't light another light. By lighting the etzem lighting of another light, even if it would be nicker.
So just light that one before the bracha. Then you also saw.
Okay, b'chol oifen, you lit five lights.
You light that when you lit the one that you
okay.
used to light.
Okay,
things,
listen, I'm not coming to you in fact
lighting
I'm going to hug
five
him.
Lights.
No.
Yeah, the first.
No, because that's okay. That's okay, but it's so nick, but it's muchach tvei because since it's the one that you lit the other ones with, it's muchach tvei.
But if you're lighting this one, which is higher, and you're lighting it before the bracha, so it's also muchach tvei.
Okay, says you. The Ramah seems to say that's not the best thing. The Ramah didn't say that Eitzah. He didn't say with Medinas Elu you could do like that. He said don't do B'chal. Don't light another light B'chal. I think you could hear that there would be a Maila B'chal Oifen not to light another one. Okay, I'm not coming to fact
for the
Minog. What?
It says for your kids in your house.
That should be Nikar Tzvei for the Bnei Bais. It's not part of the Halakha. Right, so once you're lighting an extra one, you could hear why the 7-year-old will be a little confused. So, I mean, I'm shtick of blibing Tarchi, and I'm personally not like that, but I don't want to be the fact that it's Minik.
The menorah is according to the Ramah, even if your Shamash is very far away.
It's still better to not light an additional light.
He's saying don't do an extra lighting. That's right.
Certainly, that is also Nichlal B'dvarif. I think it's also Mile being Nikar, but the Nikar, you could have the Mile either way. But here, Lamais. Yeah. Okay, so Yishlavar, what happened to Minig Olam when we... I mean, the Maisa, you have to know, things changed the Maisa because the Ramah B'chal says the Minig used to be they were all lighting with candles. Okay, so Yishlavar. Okay, one other Nikudir is Sif Gimel, is the din of Kafsa Zakakla and Kafsa Ein Zakakla. So we pass in Kafsa Ein Zakakla, and even on Erev Shabbos, where you light before Shkia, the Halacha is Kafsa Ein Zakakla. So since Hadlaka is a mitzvah, so B'shas Maisa that you light, so it's B'seder. But L'maisa, the place can point out, it has to be that B'shas Maisa was Roy for Hadlaka. So this is the famous pickbook of Tzvi Pesach Frank in Mikrei Kodesh. They point out that he was mafakvik, that if you light outside and it's very windy and you have a little box and you light and then you close the doors to the box, Hare B'shas Hadlaka, it wasn't Roy to be lit for half hours. He's mafakvik on this problem. So, I know like the Yeshivish Eitz, you get people, you stand around it, so then it was really Roy, and then you move away quickly and close it in. So
work out with the door.
Yeah, with the door, right. So okay, and other place can tell you that Lamaisa, since it's all Avidi Lahachin, it's all set up this way so that you light and you immediately close, and that's what the way the door is made and with the door, so Lamaisa wouldn't be a problem. Okay, not getting to Arichas, just mentioned that there is a Machlokes HaPoiskim, the Shai Tshuva brings here, that Kavsa Zakakla, so some are praying in the Gan HaMelech, there's a Diyak, a Kavsa B'Shoig, but Mezid, so then Kavsa Taka Zakakla. So that's Machlokes HaPoiskim, so even if it's Mezid, you'd have to relight without a bracha. And then Rosham Zalman had Nacha Chiddush, that even if you say that B'Mezid, you're Yaitse B'Diyavid, that's only if you lit, and then afterwards you decide to put it out. But if you light Almanas, Amanas to put it out, then the kuli alma hitanis you're not yoytze, and he brings a very interesting graya because the Gemara says that it's a problem of madura. What's the problem of madura? That if you take a nair and you put a lot of psilos in, and you light all those psilos, it's madura. It's a puzzle for Ner Chanukah. In fact, from Zalman, I understand. When I light the first one, I was ready yoytze. I'd like a mitzvah. So very nice. I lit another one. Now it's a madura. So it's too late. I was ready yoytze. So okay, you see that lighting the second one, since when you lit the first one, it was almanas light the second one, it's kilo almanas to put out the first one. So you see that almanas is more of a problem. Okay, and yesh malafak fekolov, but the mice, that's Rosh Hashanah Tanya, that should certainly be avoided at all costs. To light almanas to put it out is worse than just putting it out music.